Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 705. Gosh, it's June the 21st. June the 21st. You know, we've got about a week and 3 days before the end of this month. We're into July. We're into the 4th of July, Independence Day. And that's what we are today, Bad Bob. We're independent.
Good morning, sir.
That's right. Lovely Linda is on assignment, so you and I have got the helm.
We have the watch, yes.
We have the helm. So, hey, helmsman, what's the weather today?
On this very first day of summer, of course, the solstice at about 10:15 this morning, abundant sunshine, that's a word from the National Weather Center, very hot, high looking to be about 106 degrees, so be sure to hydrate, all those things you need to do. 72 tonight. Then tomorrow, still in the triple digits, 104 for a high. And right now, we have about 74 degrees, this report, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And they're going to have great music out there this weekend at Anselmo's, and it'll be cooler up there. And you get up, it's just a short drive up from Palisadro out towards Shingletown. Now, when we say hot, we mean 100, three triple digits, over 100 today, and today is the first day of summer, and I believe if you look at it, it starts at 10:15 this morning, or 10:12 this morning. Summer officially starts, which kind of explains how Bad Bob is in these shorts. You know, the people, you know, at some point, Bad Bob, I'm going to put a photo of your legs on the website, and that right there ought to do one of two things.
Okay.
Either it should push us up into the millions on hits to take a look at those legs, or it will shut us down completely.
Sort of like people slowing down for a traffic accident, no doubt.
It is. Hey, we've got a big show today. We always have a great show, and we have a great big show today. We're going to have, besides Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, who is here to talk about, you know, we want to talk to him since Governor Brown vetoed that sham budget. We want to talk about what's going on with that, of course. But we've got a gent by the name of Dr. Frank Luntz, who is an author, but you've seen him if you watch TV, and he's been on anywhere from MSNBC to NBC to Fox News, and he is a pollster, and he believes in the power of words, and he's been a best-selling, it's New York Times best-selling author. And his new book is called Win, The Key Principles to Take Your Business from Ordinary to Extraordinary. And he's going to be on the show. He's going to be calling in about 7:30 today. So we're going to be talking to him about the nine principles that he sees, the key principles that he sees to make your business extraordinary. And what are the key principles of leadership? And we also want to talk about, while we've got him on the phone, the problems that with our education, with our educational system, and the statistics he has for these are just terrifying. We're going to talk about that at some point in here. But the good statistics about education happens right here in River City. UPrep, one of our favorite schools. We like all of our schools, but UPrep ranks in the top 500 high schools in America, rated by Newsweek magazine, and UPrep was ranked at 163. On Newsweek's America's Best High Schools 2011 list. Last year, they were ranked at 472. And Erin Stewart, the superintendent, we've had her on the show. She has such what a breath of fresh air, you know, to come in and talk about education and talk about teaching and to talk about what makes it right for students and the types of things they do at UPrep. And it's, as she said, it's a great thing for the school community because the students have worked very hard. And it's not just the students, but it's also the parents, the teachers, the people, you know, associated with the school. I was fortunate enough when I was teaching, a substitute teaching, that I taught at UPREP a couple of times. Well, I guess probably about four times. And along with other schools, and I'm not knocking other schools, but UPREP has is a charter school, and it has such a way of doing things that you felt this vibrance when you were there. Anyway, 163 out of all the schools in the United States. UPREP, you deserve a round of applause. Now we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to start talking about things that are happening in the city. And I mean things are happening in the city. Everything from Bethel to the fact of the city council budget, and that's going to be tomorrow night that you need to go take, or tomorrow afternoon you need to go take a look at that. We're going to talk about all that when we get back. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding is family owned and operated for over 15 years. Hurry in for our June special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special for the month of June only. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your better get Maaco, call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Front body work and large vehicles biased.
You need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table, and get peace of mind today for less.
On Sundays, it's the Don Shulman Show, featuring you and your money. Sports talk, bridal talk, senior talk. Take me along on Sundays. We'll have surprises. The chat room will be open, and we'll be there talking about subjects that affect you, how to save money, and how to do the things you need to do to make your life better and easier. See you on Sundays, 11 to 1, only on KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah! Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today, and no, she's not in bed. She's not just playing with the dog. Last time I saw her, she was up before me on the computer, and she's making all types of arrangements for our first little fundraiser tomorrow. We're having a country kitchen. We're doing a remote there, and Bad Bob's going to get fed, you know, breakfast and all those things while he's there. And then, of course, Friday we're going to be at Tobacco and Brew.
And the address once again, sir?
Of what?
Tomorrow morning.
Country Kitchen?
Yes. People may not know where it is.
Oh. Well, it's out...
I didn't mean to inflict a brain.
It's on Hilltop. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was just trying to think of it's out on Hilltop, out there in that little shopping center. And I'll get the right address and put that
on. Some of our listeners may wish to know.
Yeah, if you head out to Hilltop and you're heading out the out north that way,
slightly north of the Mount Shasta Mall.
Exactly. Go past the Mount Shasta Mall, and it's up there. You see Hilltop Medical
Kitty Clinic from Best
right?
Buy. Yeah,
yeah. It's across the street from Best Buy. It's close to the new Trader Joe's. It's behind that Trader Joe's. I mean, if you get to the Country Kitchen before you get to Trader Joe's. Now, don't ever ask me a question again unless you know I know for sure what the answer is. Okay, Bad Bob? That, you know what? That was just cruel.
That lays out
so
a lot
do you know
of
what pressure. Brenda's doing right now?
Matter of fact, she's at a briefing. She
yeah,
just
sure.
Told me.
That's easy for her to say, but do you know for sure? Okay, let's talk about the judge has dropped a hammer on the city attorney, and it's going to cost us in Redding, could cost us $200,000. Yeah, you know this thing about the leaf, you know, about being able to hand out leaflets at the library. You know, I'm not a lawyer, and there's lots of reasons for that. And some of them are actually even printable. But it's the fact is that the city was saying, hey, wait a minute, we want to restrict how you can do things at the library. We want to be able to restrict your ability to hand out leaflets. You know, where you're going to talk, where you're going to say things. You know, it just seems like that. Is not right. You know, you know, it's just the fact you may not like what people are saying, you may not like what they stand for, but when you start down that road, then what comes next? Okay, we're not going to allow leaflets being handed out except in this little spot, and you can do it here, and then, but first you have to get permission. Well, you know, it just doesn't sound right. And that's what the judge said yesterday. They said is that, and this was the two groups of people, the North State Tea Party Alliance, the Tea Party and the American Civil Liberties Union of Northern California, a group that gets together many times on lawsuits, and a group that gets together, you know, they have barbecues together, they have, I'm sure the kids date each other, not, all right? So when they get together, you know it's got to be something big. The two groups had sued to block the leafleting regulations in April after the city council voted 4-1 to impose them after months of discussion. Now, who do you think voted against that? I bet it was, you know, I don't know, but we need to go back. Does anybody know who voted? I think it was probably Jones. I think Jones voted against it. I could be wrong, but I think it would be him. Anyway, Monica Marlowe will issue a preliminary injunction against the rules June 27th. And she said that she did this after the back and forth between her and City Attorney Rick DuVernay warned against lifting the leafleting regulations. And he said such rules keep the library grounds becoming as seedy as neighboring South City Park and just as uninviting to patrons. Well, now, why is that? Why is South City Park so seedy? Why is it unappetizing? Why is that unappealing? Why don't you just have a sweep through there and push it out then? I mean, are you saying that the library, a place, a bastion of freedom of speech, a place where you should be able to go in and read and check out books, and somebody has even told me that you can actually even see porn in there. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. That's something we need to find out today. Do a little research on it. is Bad Bob, does the library make computers available for adult entertainment? I don't know.
That would be an interesting question.
That has come to us two or three times.
Deal.
And, you know, I'm not sure. You know, but it's one of those things we ought to check. Personally, I just don't think that would be something that they would provide. I don't see why they would. But then again, I don't understand why the city was going to try and shut down the ability to people to speak freely in a forum. I mean, if you can speak freely in a supermarket, if you can speak freely on a street corner, if you can speak freely in front of the city council chambers, and in the city council chambers, albeit only for 3 minutes, and if they don't like it, they'll say things to you. But you still should be able to speak freely, I mean, at a library of all places. And now, that $200,000 worth of attorney's fees could come right back at us. Yeah, $200,000, pay those attorneys for having them tell us you guys had a chance to stop this a long time ago and you didn't do it. I'm sure there's more to this. There will be more to this. Now the city has got to take a look at do they want to appeal this. Frankly, why? You know, this was kind of a tempest in a teapot, if you don't mind me saying that, because how much really of a problem was it? It was one time, and the librarians there, whoever worked in there, I don't know if they were librarians or just people that stacked books, came out and told, I think they were Tea Party people, that you can't do this, you can't put your table here, you can't say these things. Well, that's what started it. And they weren't able to work it out in meetings. And so then it went to trial. I find this ridiculous that we couldn't work something out. I mean, it wasn't like anybody was vehement against anything. And the fact that the city council voted 4-1, I question that too. Anyway, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about Bethel's plan as the Record Searchlight. And it's a good, hey, by the way, Record Searchlight's got a good paper today. Not every day do they hit a home run like we do here, but today it's pretty cool. They've got a lot of different things going, but the big thing is the Bethel plan. That Bethel wants, of course, to lease the convention center. I just recently took a two-hour tour of Bethel, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But we're going to and talk about the what I gleaned from them, and we're also going to be talking to them live. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 74 degrees. It's going to go up way over 100. And about 10:15 this morning, it's going to be the official beginning of summer, 7/21, June the 21st. And this is Free Fire Radio.
Homeland is coming to the Cascade Theater June 30th and July 1st. America's sweet land of liberty, where its residents dare to dream the dream and to pay the price and share the cost of living in the homeland. Over 130 North State musicians are coming together to perform this heart-stirring patriotic musical. You heard about it last year and you don't want to miss it this year. A portion of this year's ticket sales will benefit the Shasta County Veterans Art Project. Call the Cascade Theater for tickets, 243-8877.
Living in the homeland.
Come and enjoy a great evening of music.
Carl, you know it has just been announced that you are one of the dancers in Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style, July 9th, and you know what that means.
Yeah, it means I'm going to have to get in better shape. So I'm going to head on down to Adamson's Peak Performance, and I'm going to step up our training plan so I can be ready.
Well, Adamson's is our choice for training and fitness advice.
Well, you know, the trainers down there put together specific plans for the individual and to achieve those goals that you want to reach.
Adamson's Peak Performance, on Bocelli next to Yak.
Stroop's Power Equipment in business more than 50 years. Now that's a proven record of excellence to provide you satisfaction for all your power equipment needs. From sales to service of chainsaws to ATVs, Honda, Steel, Husqvarna, Stroop's Power Equipment, all names you can trust. Stop by Stroop's today to start your experience and see what satisfaction really means. Stroop's Power Equipment, located at 2236 Cheering Creek Road, across from the post office.
Chris, July 12th's Haven Monthly Second Tuesday Club meets at Elements in Wind River Casino for dinner.
Elementary, my dear John.
Oh, good grief. Hey, please join our Haven Humane Supporters Tuesday, July 12th at Wind River Casino. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Wind River's Elements Restaurant kindly donates a portion of their proceeds to Haven's efforts.
And that closes the case on that mystery.
I'd like to close the case on you.
Analog living in a digital world. That's what we talk about on Boomer Tech Radio every Saturday from 1 to 2 here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you each week by BNT Satellite, your dish network provider. Advanced Automotive, providing safe, reliable auto care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas, your Edward Jones advisor, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, now at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoons, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, homeowners. It's Dave with LendingTree again. Have you heard that mortgage rates are rising? The good news is that you can still get rates as low as 3%, 3.18% APR at LendingTree.com. In fact, homeowners who refinance with LendingTree save an average of $293 a month. That's over $3,500 a year. Don't wait for rates to climb. Start saving now by calling LendingTree at 1-800-800-TREE today. That's 1-800-800-8733. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 1136.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Something inside, got you burning.
That's
This is about a heat wave.
Oh, Martha and the Vandellas. I love this stuff.
All right. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. 7:25 in the morning, June the 21st. By the way, Country Kitchen is at 1099 Hilltop Drive. Thank you, chat room. Thank you very much. I should know that, but because we go there a lot. But, you know, how many people really pay attention to what the number is? Once you know where something is, that's just the way it is. So there. Okay, Bethel wants to lease the convention center. Went over and spent a couple hours with Bethel, and I'm not going to expand too much on that one because it's going to be we're going to go a regular show with this, talk about what's going on. But they want to lease the convention center. They want to make it into something that makes money and doesn't lose money. They look at having classes there from Bethel Church, which, by the way, is I think it's like 70 acres up there, plus another building that they have, about 17,000 square feet. The city will save lots of money, but also at the same time, Kim Niemer, who heads up the parks and all these things, and I guess the convention center, said there's another offer that's kind of floating around out there too, but she wanted to keep it confidential. Well, if you wanted to keep it confidential, I don't see why you even mentioned it. Because once you mention it, then it goes into, well, why are you keeping it a secret? If you're going to mention you've got another offer out there, but I can't talk about it. I mean, Bad Bob, get on the horn here for a second. What, you know, when people do that, hey, you know what? There's something going on, but I can't tell you about it. I mean, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, that just incites curiosity.
I mean, it does. Like, yeah. Oh, you know what? Something happened, and I can't tell you about it. I mean, I'm not trying to denigrate her. The thing about it is, so if you say that there's something going on, but I can't tell you, but it's one thing for me to do that to Bob. Like me when I say to Bob, Bob, guess how much you're going to make this week? And Bob goes, well, how much? I said, I'm not going to tell you until Friday. I'm a private business. They're not in a private business there in the city of Reading. At least I don't think they are, even though sometimes they try to look at, you know, it's kind of like they try to keep it like it's a private business. It's our business. It's my business. It's the chat room's business. It's We the People's business. It's the ACLU's business. It's the guys, if you pay taxes, you're laying in the park over there. It's your business. It's our town. Our town. It's not a secret. So, I mean, it's one thing to have negotiations that are kept in a certain way. We can't talk about the negotiations because that is just done that way. Though a lot of people argue with you about that. But the thing is to say, well, there's somebody else out here. Well, I mean, the McConnell Foundation has never made it a secret. They want the convention center. Hey, we have 2 minutes left, so if you've got a question, you better do it quick. Here's the phone just rang. Now, the other thing is that the other big thing is the city is getting ready to go on their budget talks, and it's going to probably focus on the convention center. The Reading City Council budget workshop is going to happen tomorrow, my friends, at 2 p.m. at the council chambers, the 2011 to 2013 budget adoption possible. And adoption, and then the possible Reading Convention Center closure. But agenda, that's on the agenda. But that's tomorrow at 2 p.m. At the city council. So, and you've got a lot of the faction figures if you're interested in it in the front page of the Record Searchlight. Now, again, the agenda includes the 2011 to 2013 budget adoption and the possible Reading Convention Center closure. I don't see why they would close it if there's a opportunity to lease it. Now, a lot of people are saying, wait a minute, give us 6 more months. Give us 6 more months to come up with another plan before you decide to close it. Well, we're losing $900,000 a year. You've got, you know, it hasn't been a secret. They've been talking about closing it for the last 6 months, 7 months. It's not a surprise that McConnell wanted to buy it, but McConnell also wants that. He also would want the rodeo grounds and all that goes along with it. That, of course, kind of upsets the Asphalt Cowboys and other people that really like to have the Reading Rodeo here. The So the budget, this budget meeting ought to be really, really important. Okay, when we come back, Dr. Frank Luntz will be our host. He's already on the be our guest. He was already on the line. We're going to talk about his new book, Win: The Key Principles to Take Your Business from Ordinary to Extraordinary.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street is getting a boost in early morning trading as concerns ease over the European debt crisis. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up roughly 54 points. Shares of Best Buy are on the rise. The electronics retailer is increasing its quarterly dividend by 7% to 16 cents a share. The increase is expected to go into effect October 25th. The company also announced a new $5 billion share buyback program. Research in Motion is losing another executive. According to the Wall Street Journal, RIM's Vice President of Digital Market and Media, Brian Wallace, is heading to Samsung. This follows a string of other executives who have recently left the struggling company. Last week, the BlackBerry maker issued a disappointing estimate for its second quarter earnings. And good news for Japanese auto workers, Toyota is hiring. The automaker is adding 3,000 to 4,000 jobs in Japan and will start recruiting in July. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
If you're thinking of investing your hard-earned money in the stock market, I have one word of advice for you. Stop! Wall Street lost over 45% of your money twice in the last decade, and they're about to do it again. An eye-opening free report reveals the secret Wall Street doesn't want you to know. How to grow your wealth safely every year and never lose a penny, even when the market crashes again. For a limited time, you can get this report free at bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and DeBott, 7:34 in the morning, June 21st. Our guest is Dr. Frank Luntz. Good morning, doctor. Good morning, doctor.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm fine, doctor. For our audience here, the Dr. Luntz is a New York Times best-selling author. He's the president of Luntz Global. He's one of Business Week's one of four top research minds, an Emmy winner, and has got a new book out called Win, The Key Principles to Take Your Business from Ordinary to Extraordinary. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Thank you. And most importantly, I'm actually going to be in your region over the next couple of days. I'm doing a big swing through California, and I've got a number of public appearances, and one of them is in, within your radio listener audience.
That's right. On Friday morning, we're having breakfast here, and you're going to be talking about the key principles to take your business from ordinary to extraordinary in your book, Win, and be talking about, and people can still get tickets, I think, to that. You're going to be talking about the what just takes a ordinary person or an ordinary business and pushes it over the top. And I tell you what, I've really enjoyed the book. When you wrote it, what was your purpose on this?
I've written two books already, and I wanted to add this because I still had more information, and it frankly will be the last book that I write. Words That Work was strictly a language book, and it was meant to get into the most powerful words that you could use in communication. The next one, What Americans Really Want, Really, was written to explain how we felt, what our priorities were, and then this one, Win, was putting it all together. I interviewed 40 of America's most successful business leaders, along with people who are CEOs, members of the Forbes Fortune, Forbes 400 Wealthiest Americans, as well as some of the most successful politicians. And from there, they gave me the key lessons, the key attributes that determine what turns people into winners. I called it Win because that is the ultimate objective that we have in our lives, to win, to be successful, and to just blow it out, do better than anyone else has done. And so in this book, you're going to find the most powerful phrases that change an ordinary speech into an extraordinary one. And you'll also find a number of life's lessons that will help you determine whether you're going to excel, be slightly above average, or just be one of the crowd.
Well, I know in here that you have your nine P's of winning, and, you know, including people-centeredness, paradigm-breaking, perfection, partnership, persistence, principled action. That's just part of them. But you've got all of these listed. You've got the definition of winning and the 15 universal attributes of winners. You have lessons in here. This is like a how-to book from the very beginning, from the first page.
It's meant to be a how-to book, but I'm hoping it's more interesting than that, because I've retold the stories of some of the most successful people, and there's stories in here. And I'll give you one example. You take some of these billionaires today, and you'd be shocked at how poor they grew up. What irritates me is this hostility towards wealth. Some of the people who are interviewed grew up not knowing where their next meal came from. The most powerful, successful designer of shopping malls in America today grew up in a five-person family, three rooms, the parents' bedroom, the kids' bedroom, and a living room, den, kitchen, all combined into one. The apartment was maybe 350 square feet for five people, and this man is now a multi-billionaire. Another example, the father of modern car racing, Andy Granatelli. He literally grew up having one meal a day and not knowing when that was going to be. So many of the stories in this book are based on people. Steve Witt was in debt hundreds of thousands of dollars at the age of 20 when his father suddenly passed away. And at the age of 20, in the 1960s, when that would be the equivalent of $1 million today, he managed to pay it off in 18 months. These aren't people who were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. They were people who were born with nothing. And because of perseverance and passion and persuasion, they took themselves from nothing and created something amazing.
Well, I know you did over three dozen private interviews with it. You've come up with your lessons, winning by communication. You know, one of the things that I thought was so important, especially when you get on radio or when you're talking to people, that your first words, as you put it, your first words are more important than your last. Your first impression that people get.
Everybody focuses on their conclusion. They focus on the last couple of paragraphs. And I tell them exactly the opposite. How you open the interview, the very first question determines whether people will stay with you. The very first statement determines whether people will believe you. And so you should spend twice as much time on the first 100 words than you do on the back 100 words. Whether you're going to a job interview, whether you're connecting to a customer. I'll give you an example of this. I love sports memorabilia. And I noticed that in every sports memorabilia store, someone would come out and say, how can I help you? That's the worst way to do it. Because the answer is either I don't know or you can't. A much more effective opening is, so who's your favorite sports person in your life? Who do you like the most? So it puts them in the frame of mind of thinking about what makes them the happiest by thinking about the hero. And let's say they say Mickey Mantle. Well, then you take them over to something that Mickey Mantle has signed, or a picture of Mickey Mantle, or something from the New York Yankees of the 1950s, and you've immediately connected them to something that they absolutely want and aspire to and dream to. If I simply ask, how can I help you, I get no reaction. If I ask them to think about who they love most, I am now in the frame, they're in the frame of mind of wanting to bring something home with them that brings back that memory.
I know that you said that 80% of all our life is emotion and 20% intellect. I am more interested in how you feel than how you think.
Well, you're more interested, and because we actually are feeling people. And for men, it's probably 60-40, because men are not as emotional as women are. For women, it's probably 90-10. A woman has to decide that she trusts you before she will listen to you. A man has to decide that you're, it's like engaging or interesting enough. Men and women have a different way of accepting communication, and even older and younger people. Again, I'll give you an illustration. It's a great visual of the iPod. Jeez. There's a mental break for you. This is what happens when you get into your 40s. Your brain goes. If you're 20 years old, you don't see race. You don't see ethnicity. You don't see color. You just see a human being and you look at the product. If you're 60 years old, you still think to yourself, ah, that's a Latino, but that's an African American. That's different by age. So Apple realized in its advertising that it didn't have to show what the person looked like. It just had to show the person loving the music. So you show the product. And you could not do that for someone who was in their 60s.
Oh.
The visual is different.
Well, I can understand that. It's absolutely, but to have it quantified like that, that people in their 60s look at it different than their 20s, and people, yeah, and men and women.
And then there's, by the way, I'm sure that a lot of your listeners are political. I don't want them to think that there's nothing political in the book.
This is what we're going to talk about on Friday,
the language of America, because my guess is that people who will be coming to the breakfast are very politically oriented. We're going to take a look at the language being used by the presidential candidates, which is most effective. And there's certain words in politics that are so powerful. The most powerful of all is the word imagine. When someone running for office asks you to imagine life in perfection, we all have a different way of coming to that imagination. And that's what makes it effective communication, that you determine by your own vision what the speaker is speaking about. Another phrase, the simple truth. In these issues of the budget, I was listening to a caller before I came on, complaining about the budget situation. You want to make it that effective? You begin the statement with the simple truth is we cannot spend more than we take in. As individuals, if we do, we go bankrupt. As a country, if we do, we go bankrupt. The simple truth is if we fail to educate our children today, we will have a less intelligent, less successful, less happy society tomorrow. Simple truths are things that 90% agree with, but it is so clear and concise communication that people immediately respond to it. That's effective communication, and that is filled with and when, and it's what we'll be talking about on Friday.
And that's great. Now, that's going to be on the Holiday Inn at 8 a.m. on Friday. I'm not sure if tickets are still available, but we can, after we finish the interview, we'll let everybody know how to gain tickets and who to call.
Yeah, and by the way, I will be signing books there. People enjoy collecting. and it's going to be very interactive. I want to be responding to all the questions. A lot of your people may have seen me on Fox. I want to make sure that anything that they want to know, they get answers to. So it'll be a fun morning.
Well, I can just tell you to my friends out there and the people who listen to us, I've read Wynn. I've gone through the different chapters here, and there are so many interesting parts of this. Just talking about, it's not only just the ones that have become huge successes, but it's part of the lessons that you picked out, Dr. Lanson. And I know you've got to run here, but just one thing is that when we get into the prioritizing policy and politics about education, and this page on the truth about public school education was just devastating here.
For people listening,
yes,
one of the toughest statistics you can tell them is that by seventh and eighth grade, we got more than half Americans who aren't reading at grade level. And if they are failing by that point, they will fail for the rest of their lives. Our futures are determined by the time we turn 13 when it comes to education, and it is so rare that it can be fixed. For those of you who are listening right now, if your grade schools are failing, it most assuredly your high schools will fail as well.
And I tell you, if that is, and like I said, that statistic, and that each year more than 1 million high school seniors fail to graduate. And it's just, and it's, a lot has to do with how we make our priorities, how we test, and what we're actually looking for. Dr. Lux,
exactly.
You know, I'm looking forward to meeting you, and I would recommend this book to people that are interested in finding out what it takes to become an extraordinary business person, or even just an extraordinary person. And we appreciate you being on today.
Thank you, and you can pick it up at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, and the full title is Win, The Principles That'll Take Your Business from Ordinary to Extraordinary. And I appreciate this time with you, and I will see you on Friday.
You bet. Dr. Frank Lutz, it's Holiday Inn at 8 a.m., and we'll tell you how to get those tickets in a minute. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Thank you. You got it.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here and try and get back here on schedule. Carl on the bot. KCNR, this is Free Fire Radio.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
The Law Office of Patrick Beasley offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years to come. It must be done right. Pat Beasley and his team are ready to help. Confident, efficient representation from the Law Office of Patrick Beasley. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
This is Carl Lindabot. Join us June 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew as we put on a fundraiser for the Shasta Women's Refuge. That's right, a fundraiser and Dancing with the Stars preview.
You're going to be able to see Carl dancing with his partner, Kathy Babcock, with a preview of what they're going to be performing on July 9th. Now, don't be confused. The fundraiser is June 24th at Tobacco and Brew, home of Espresso Joe's.
And one of the greatest walk-in humidors in the North State. Joe and Shelly know how to put on a party, and they know how to support our town.
$5 cover.
And that's for champagne, hors d'oeuvres, and just being able to watch me trip the light fantastic. So come on down June 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew and watch a preview of Dancing with the Stars, and let's raise some money for a good cause.
We'll see you then.
Well, hi. There you are in your comfort zone, thinking all is well. Not exactly.
The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
Pull up a seat, place your bets, and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river. Head down to Wind River Casino and play the Monte Carlo Tournament.
Monte Carlo.
Get your dose of blackjack, four-card poker, and pie-gow Saturday, June 25th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips.
$5,000.
Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com.
WindRiver.com.
Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on assignment, 7:51 in the morning, and June the 21st, first day of summer, is today. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite, 244-1988. Do not call the 800 number because that'll send you out of this hemisphere. 244-1988 will get you. Doug Tooley or one of his happy minions there. They'll put in Dish Satellite. They've got all types of good deals down there, free HD for life. I don't know if it's their life or your life or life of the TV, but it's free HD TV for life. They are playing a big part in this Dancing with the Stars and the Women's Refuge. You know, they are a local group. He's a veteran. He works hard for our community, Doug Tooley. So that's Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite, 244-1988. Our last guest, Dr. Frank Luntz. He was, of course, talking about his book, and he will be here on Friday. He'll be at the Holiday Inn at 8 a.m. He'll have a breakfast there, and it's going to be, like he said, a very interactive breakfast. They're going to be talking about the book, the principles for winning. He's got a number of statistics in this book and a number of stories in this book that are just fascinating. But if you want to get tickets, you call 530-289-6857. That's 530-289-6857. And Ryan will answer, and if Ryan doesn't answer, just leave a message. He'll get back to you. And that's going to be Friday at the Holiday Inn at 8 a.m. And Dr. Frank Luntz, author of Win, The Key Principles to Take Your Business from Ordinary to Extraordinary. Now, speaking of extraordinary, Robert's here.
Hi, how you doing, Carl?
Music by Robert.
Yes.
Among other things. Robert's coming in here. He's all pumped up for the day. Did you get your workout in already?
No, I don't do that in the mornings. If anybody wants to kick my tush, they can do it in the mornings. Afternoons is more my time.
Your heart starts beating then?
Yeah, but that's about how long it takes.
Well, Robert and Linda have a, you know, kind of a symbiotic relationship here in the sense that any time that Linda goes out and needs some support and it comes to music, Robert's there.
Yeah, I'm right there helping her out with some announcements and then some music and stuff, and I'll be helping you guys out this coming Friday.
That's right.
For the Women's Refuge, and I'm very happy to do that.
Yeah, Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. we'll be at Tobacco and Brew, of course. We'll be having be some dancing. You know what? Linda is out today, in fact, gathering up raffle items. I mean, we're talking about nice things there that will be available for people that come in. It'll be, a preview of the dancing. That'll be a small preview. Because I don't want to give away all my moves.
I was going to say, right, are you going to do some little whirls and twirls?
I'm not going to do too much because, you know, frankly, there's only so many dance steps left in this body. It's kind of like heartbeats. It's one of those things that if you just waste them out there, you know, before the big day. But what I will is give enough, you know, there so people can look at it. Everybody's invited from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And, of course, tomorrow we're going to be doing a remote from the Country Kitchen, 1099 Hilltop Drive. We're going to have Sheriff Thomas Sinkel is going to be there. We're going to have Gary Cadd talking about what happened at the city council meetings and all this. And we're going to be talking about what's going on in our city. But come on down and join us. Come on down and have a cup of coffee. Go on and have breakfast, something. Come on. And again, everything that we raise, all the money we raise, goes to the Women's Refuge. There is no hidden cost here. We don't say, oh, okay, I'm going to keep $50 for this. Like, we've donated the rifle, one of my personal ones, and for the rifle raffle for the Refuge, and the Refuge rifle raffle, and for $10.
Yeah. And, oh, that's an interesting like that way. Yeah,
yeah, I like, you know, that. That's it. But, and all that's being donated. So,
you know,
anyway.
What you're doing is excellent. That, you know, that's one thing that irritates the most out of me. In fact, I just got a call yesterday about these people that want donations for this or donations for that, and they're going for the cause. My very first words out of the chute when they call me and ask me for a donation is, what percentage does the actual cause get?
Yeah. Well, in the Marine Corps, they had, they'd have these things where you could, it's, I want to say it was United Way, but it was some kind of umbrella organization. It may have been, I don't know, whatever it was. But in each one of them, it would show your percentage of how much of every dollar made it to the person or the charity itself, and how much was pulled out for administrative reasons, and it was just absolutely astounding to see in some cases 70% of the money collected goes to quote fundraising administrative cost, 30% goes to the charity, 20% goes to the charity, and when the wars were really coming back, when people were coming back, and the devastation of these injuries, some people were starting up these foundations. Well, 90% of it ends up in the foundation.
I know, that's sad. They gave me a call last night, and when I finally got the right answer, they told me that only 20% was going to go to breast cancer. I says, no, this is a scam. I says, I won't do it.
And they have to tell you.
They do. But the thing is, what they're doing now is they say, well, I don't know. I'm not allowed to say that. You'll have to talk to my supervisor. I said, well, get them on. You know, I says, this is wrong.
It is. Now, what have you got coming up here? Music by Robert. Do you have?
Well, I got a whole bunch of stuff coming up. I've been lucky. I've got 60 gigs this year.
Oh, well, that's good.
Mostly weddings. We did a couple of weddings this last weekend, and then one of the guys that worked for me did one. And one thing I really like about what I do is I only deal with happy people, like your lovely bride. So,
I guess weddings, though, weddings are pretty stressful. And I've heard such stories, you know, about people that the bride even refused to kiss the groom at the end of it. She just reached that point where stress was over.
I had a wedding once where at the end of the wedding, the bride asked me to do her next wedding for her. That was, that's not as good as true. That was wild.
Yeah, this is my future ex-husband. Well, we're going to a wedding this weekend, and we're looking forward to it. A good friend of ours. In fact, it's Amy from that calls in on Fridays. Amy Palko is getting married this Saturday, and she's all excited about it. She's, Linda and she, you know, talking about shoes. We're working out here. She's talking about shoes. Well, how many pairs of shoes do you have? Well, how many pairs do you need? Well, you need two. One to be married in and one to stand around in the reception in. Oh, yeah. That was at the same time I was trying to get the iron bar and all the weights off my chest while they're talking about it instead of spotting for me. Okay. Robert, we always appreciate you stopping by here.
It's always a pleasure, Carl.
How do people get a hold of you?
Give me a call at 347-4500 and just give me a holler. Got any questions? Got any ideas? I try to make the weddings or whatever it is, the festivities. I do a lot of MC work and I do a lot of corporate parties and stuff like that too. So I try to make it unique and different. So.
All right. Give us the number one more time.
347-4500.
Super. Okay, music by Robert. He's a good guy, and he always shows up when he's supposed to, and he's looks great.
Well, thank you much, Carl. I appreciate it.
You bet. Now, when we come back after the news, 8:05 will be Assemblyman Jim Nielsen will be joining us. We want to be talking about the budget. Here's your chance to ask about, okay, it's been vetoed. What's that mean? Where are we going? What about the part about turning loose the prisoners? Is that still going to happen on 1 July? Well, there's a lot of things. Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
I'm a candidate for the office of President of the United States of America.
John Huntsman just entering the Republican race just outside New York City, where Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live.
Dave, the former Utah governor making the announcement here in Liberty State Park, promising jobs in a brighter future and taking a swipe at President Obama.
For the first time in history, we are passing down to the next generation a country that is less powerful.
Huntsman served as U.S. ambassador to China under the president and says he and his former boss have a different opinion about how to help the country they both love. Dave?
Now, Jeff, President Obama will tomorrow detail his troop withdrawal plan for Afghanistan.
There are concerns among the American people who are tired of a decade of war. So the president obviously has to take those matters into consideration as well as the conditions on the ground.
Defense Secretary Gates at the Senate, perhaps a middle ground in Congress's battle with the White House over Libya. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The White House argues it needs no congressional authorization in Libya. House Republicans say it does. Senators John Kerry and John McCain want to strike a compromise, introducing a bill that signs off on a limited U.S. role for 1 year.
But at the end of the day, I believe the president did the right thing by intervening to stop a looming humanitarian disaster in Libya.
McCain's effort runs counter to efforts in the House, the Republican leadership threatening to cut off funding for the Libya mission. Dave?
Jared, the housing market got worse last month. Sales of previously owned homes dropped 4% to their lowest level of the year. Would you buy a product with graphic images of disease on it, warning of death? Smokers soon will.
In about 15 months, actually, you'll be seeing these graphic warning labels on every cigarette package.
FDA Dr. Margaret Hamburg, Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Ally Bank, we don't think it's enough to just offer great rates. That's why we've created a CD with a rate that can get, well, greater. The Ally Raise Your Rate 2-Year CD. You start off with a rate that is consistently among the most competitive in the country. Then you have the option of a one-time increase if our rates go up over the course of the term. When it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? To learn more about our Raise Your Rate 2-Year CD or to open an account, visit allybank.com. Member FDIC.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
There is testimony again this morning at the trial to decide if Casey Anthony killed her daughter Kaylee. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live outside the Orlando courthouse.
Dave, the defense has forensic botanist Jane Brock testify little Kaylee's remains were in the woods for only 2 weeks before being reported as found based on plant growth. They've been claiming someone moved her remains often over a period of months, but the prosecutors on cross showed her photos of the bones being much deeper in the muck, and so...
Are you prepared to render an opinion in this case as to when the remains of Kaylee Anthony were placed at the location they were found?
No.
The defense had been trying to show that the man who claimed to have found the bones was involved in the child's abduction, Dave.
Evan, two forest rangers are dead in Florida, killed by shifting flames as they battled a wildfire near Jasper in the northern part of the state. In Texas, helicopters and planes helping battle wildfires from the air. 3 dozen homes have burned down there. In southern Arizona, thousands who evacuated a fire have been allowed back home, but 58 houses have been torched so far. There's more flooding and the risk of it in the Midwest.
300 residents of the northwestern Missouri town of Craig have to evacuate because of the rising Missouri River.
In Beverly, Missouri, they're adding more sandbags to protect
9,000 acres in this river bottom, 200 homes, a ton of farm ground. In today's world of agriculture, that represents a lot of dollars.
And it's not just the Missouri River that's rising. Minot, North Dakota's mayor says Souris River flooding could be catastrophic, so residents have to evacuate by tomorrow night. Flood warnings also have been issued for the Fargo, Moorhead, and Wahpeton-Breckenridge areas because heavy rain is pushing up the level of the Red River. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
A New York City woman charged with murder, accused of beating her son to death after the five-year-old broke a TV while playing Nintendo Wii. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 75 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, in our second hour, 8:05, June the 21st. It's a great day out there. It's Area phone number is 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can join our chat room by just hopping in there and just pushing chat. So, and just to, you don't have to really identify yourself. Of course, we have all these super-duper software things. We can tell exactly where you are, exactly who you are, and what you're wearing right now. And by the way, Indie Guy, I'm not too happy about those shorts.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, what's the weather today, Bad Mom?
National Weather Service has such a great way of putting things. Abundant sunshine. The high near 106 and some light winds out of the west. Mostly clear tonight, low of 72, and then tomorrow still hot, 104. So we're going to be in the triple digits for the next few days. It is currently 77 degrees, and this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, we have on the line here our guest, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Good morning there, Jim. How are you today?
Good morning to the Free Fire family.
Yeah, well, you know, Linda is on assignment today getting things ready for, you know, for tomorrow and Friday. We have those fundraisers for the Women's Refuge. So she is out gathering things.
Well, that's a wonderful dedication of energy and such a worthy cause.
Well, you know, I'm Dancing with the Stars July 9th, Jim. So, I mean, if there's any way you can be in the area and you need a laugh, you can come on down and watch.
Well, I'm glad it's you, not me. That's all I'll say, partner.
Well, you know, the fact that I'm dancing is kind of, you know, if I said that a couple years ago myself. Yeah, I'm glad it's you and not me. Somehow it's now me.
Well, I know you'll do well, Carl. You do well in all that you attempt, sir.
Well, thanks. Thank you. We just had Frank Luntz on, Dr. Luntz, and we talked about his new book, That Win. It was the book itself is an interesting book, which uses, you know, it has the phrasing and how people's emotions are used and how the term, that one term, imagine, just lights up everybody across all strata of society, that word imagine.
Yes, it does. And you know, it's key to words. Words mean something. And they're guiding principles of life. And that's one of the messages that Frank brings. And there can be daily motivations, moment-by-moment motivations in your life. And then his new book went about certain principles of life and how you succeed. It's really, really energizing to come to touch with people.
It is, and the you know, in his conclusion in the book, when, you know, he talked about Enron, it wasn't about winning, it was about lying. Where winners work and live by principles, and losers do not. And to be a good speaker, and this is General Wesley Clark said, to be a good speaker, Democritus wrote that to be a good speaker, first you must be a good man. It's not just the words that have the power, but it's the person behind them that has the power. And that is so true.
It is, and to be, I add my own experience in life, to be a good communicator, the best communicator is not the best speaker, but the best listener.
Well, I think that's true. And I think people, I believe people sense when a, you know, if somebody's there, when they're talking to a group of people or even to you or just individually, that people sense whether this is something that is just words pouring out of somebody's mouth that are just superficial or if it is truly what a person believes.
Oh, you know, it's one of my pet peeves. People in political office, you'll see them in crowds, and they'll be talking with someone, but while they're talking, they're looking over that person's shoulder to the next person who they'll want to talk to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and my position, look everybody square in the eye, and when you're with them, you give them your full attention. I have a policy that when someone's meeting with me and they've taken the time to come to the office to personally see me, I'm not taking incoming phone calls unless it's another member of the legislature or my family. Beyond that, don't put the call through because these people took the time to come. Someone who's just decided to pick up the phone and say, hey, Jim, well, fine, I'll talk with them, but the people who personally took the time to come, then they're more important. And then the peeve of the day of the times is texting. You know, when you're talking to people and they're fiddling around texting or they're fiddling around reading emails, you know, that's rude.
That's the epitome of rudeness. I mean, when I see that happening, I'll be watching people at dinner and they're both texting. And this is not, you know, like kids, but they're both texting while they're having dinner. And we're sitting there thinking, I mean, what kind of, you know, what must be more important that they've got to be texting during dinner and not even speaking to each other? Unless they're texting each other.
You're not paying any attention to who you're talking to. there are leaders in the legislature, in leadership meetings, that should be leading the meeting and are texting.
Hey, I tell you what, Assemblyman, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we come back. I know we want to start talking about the vetoed budget. We want to talk about the what's going to be happening with the prisoners again. And there's so many other questions that we want to talk about. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It is 8:11. The first day of summer is today, June the 21st. It starts around 10 o'clock this morning. So join us after these messages. This is Free Fire Radio.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256 or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Well, hi. There you are in your comfort zone thinking all is well. Not exactly.
The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It's 8:15 in the morning on June the 21st, the first day of summer. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. 244-1988, do not forget. 244-1988, do not call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley and his guys. They'll put in the Dish Satellite. He's got free HD TV for life, some kind of deals in that. He supports our community. The money stays here. Shop locally. That's 244-1988, Doug Tooley. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Welcome back, Assemblyman Nielsen.
Hey, yes, indeed. And can I let people know about Friday's after lunch being in Reading?
Absolutely.
On Friday at 8 o'clock at the Holiday Inn, all you North State listeners, if you'd like to meet Frank Luntz and get a signed copy of his new book, Win, please come and attend. It's an event at the Holiday Inn for me. I will be there, but I am not going to be the one you have to listen to. You'll be talking to, meeting with, and listening to Dr. Frank Luntz and some of his wisdom. And give a call at 530-638-3465 if you'd like to attend or show up. We'd love to know in advance, but it's a great event, and everyone who attends will get a signed copy of Dr. Luntz's book.
I think everybody will have a good time. I'll tell you, we talked, and the book is, I think, almost everybody, no matter what your political spectrum would be, would find this an interesting book, and with a lot of good hints about it. Hey, Assemblyman, we already have our first caller on the line here. John, good morning. You have a question for Assemblyman Nielsen.
Good morning, Carl, Dad Bob, and Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Congratulations. I think it's really fantastic that you stood up in consort with some of your other Republican conservatives and said no to the RDA. That was just fantastic. The Redevelopment Agency, that you put them in the same way that they have put public and private business for years. Either comply or get out of the way.
John, they have their value, but they've grown a little bit too powerful and excessive. And you know, I maybe you don't know, but I'm the founder of the California Alliance to Protect Private Property Rights. We were fighting to stop the county of Yolo from taking over by eminent domain a 17,000-acre ranch many years ago, and we won that battle, by the way. And then we teamed up with Farm Bureau and Howard Jarvis taxpayers to put Prop 98 on the ballot to stop the excesses of the Kelo New London decision of the U.S. Supreme Court that allows the taking of private property in these very cases of redevelopment.
Fantastic job, Jim. I know you had to fight against some serious lobbying and all kinds of pressure being put on you, but
there's every day there's that kind of lobbying, never more so than with the budget, but thank you very much. It's always good to know that people care what you're fighting for.
Absolutely. And one last thing, the other thing that I'm really kind of upset about is the Democrats pushed through a budget, and as far as I'm concerned, knowing it was going to be vetoed, and solely to protect their income. I'm real unhappy about that. It's like they thwarted the will of the people to get the budget in on time and functional. The word functional should have been in there, because they passed and sent to the governor a dysfunctional budget that they knew he'd veto.
Well, and in the usual way, my staff, with the budget committee, our budget committee staff, only got the document, only got the concept, weren't even the actual legal language. Didn't get it but 20 hours before the vote, and had to analyze all these thousands of pages of the budget. The members didn't even see them till they sat down at their desks, and I, in fact, asked for a hard copy because I'm used to reading the whole bills. And it took them 15 minutes on the floor while we're getting ready to vote for them to even provide me a copy of what we were voting on.
hardly anybody had any idea, and a bunch of stuff got slipped in, including a $150 fee on every structure for state responsibility area residents,
incredible,
which includes most of us, that the CAL FIRE will now be imposing on them. That was just slipped in. And then another provision to wipe out the entire dredge mining industry in California. The small dredge miners, it's just absolutely unconscionable to do business this way.
Jim,
the process is as bad as some of the people.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you. Did this fulfill the requirement to perpetuate the payment of the legislator's salaries?
Well, I don't want to speculate why they did that, but let's just say it wasn't a balanced budget, and the best thing that can be said about their exercise is that we've been able to so far, and I hope continue to stop these massive $58 billion of taxes that we do not need to fund our budget, and the end games that are a part of it, and that it results in legislators getting paid. I wouldn't doubt that was a part of somebody's motive.
Do you see a realistic time frame on this budget at all?
Well, this is the 15th one that I played a major role in, and I don't see an end game here.
Okay.
Here's the end game. Jerry Brown wants it his way or no way. All this vaunted, I'll reach out, I'll negotiate, I'll work with you, whenever you, and I've had many negotiating sessions with him myself, and he'll say, well, I can't do that. I'll say, well, I want to work on pension reform. I wanted some regulatory reform. And really substantive, not just cosmetic stuff, not just words. And he said, well, I can't do that. Or I'll say, well, try this. Well, no, we'll do that later. And I said, no, I don't do business that way. I don't do your part of the deal and put my vote up for what you want and then do my part later by a majority vote that I cannot control. No, that's not negotiation. So the governor wants it his way or no way, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm not willing to put $58 billion worth of taxes on the people of California that they do not need, and particularly to fund putting 28,000 inmates and parolees in our community this time next year and 106,000 by 2015.
Okay, we're going to we need to take a break. John, thanks as always for your questions.
Jim.
And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Jim about the release of the prisoners and impacts on society, impacts on not just right up here in the North State, but throughout California. This is Carl Bott and KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Join us after these messages.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me...
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources. Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals. I work with individuals, families, couples, and children, and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment getting ready for these fundraisers we're going to be doing tomorrow at Country Kitchen at 1099 Hilltop Drive. And, of course, Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. down at Tobacco and Brew. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Leia, great guy, great optometrist, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. He has been in the business for over 20 years. He's got his own on-site lab. He'll work with you if you don't have insurance. He's got contact lenses. He's got everything. He's got those latest design for those progressive lenses that Linda is so happy about. It doesn't show bifocals there. Hey, our guest today is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Good morning again, Jim.
Good morning.
We have people lined up with all types of questions and concerning, including the ones about the inmates in prisons. But let's go to Robert on line two. Robert, good morning. You're on live with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen.
Well, great.
You got a question?
Good morning, Robert.
Yes, Jim, are you there?
He's here.
I'm here, Robert. Yeah. Good morning.
All right, I've got a very important question that I haven't heard a whole bunch about. When are you guys going to kill CARB?
Kill CARB? I've been working
on it for
32...
Yeah, California Air Resource Board. What a farce that is.
Yeah.
They have laid off I don't know how many teachers, and they've given CARB $1 billion. There's no excuse for that.
I've been fighting them for 32 years. I was elected to the Senate the first time the year that Jerry Brown was reelected governor. I immediately began fighting with CARB, who was headed at that time by one Mary Nichols. And I put in a very major bill to curb their authority then, 1978. There was a political cartoon at the time that showed a Goliath, a huge sword and shield, and it said CARB on it, this Goliath, and it was attacking me, David. It was a tiny little guy with a sling and the rock in my sling bill that was cutting their authority. Skip forward all these years, the good news is I'm back fighting CARB. The bad news is Mary Nichols is still at CARB fighting all of the rest of us to put businesses out of business, out of California, driving them out, this AB 32 nonsense, their diesel regulations. It's a travesty. And every attempt to curb their authority, we don't succeed.
Right, and none of them are even scientists. But the guy that used to be the head of it got his so-called degree across the Internet or some kind of farce, and they were giving him over $100,000 a year, and then when they finally found out that guy was no doctor or had no degree, they bumped him down to a $120,000 a year job. I mean, that's just insane. And then they're the ones that give us the MTBE poisons for 10 years that we're still trying to clean up out of our water.
Well, they are quite a bunch. Another example, I've been accusing for years that the master's thesis of some Berkeley student becomes a foundation of some regulation that costs millions of dollars. Well, guess what? The cool cars idea that all cars have to be light-colored and have tinted windshields was just that, a idea of some Berkeley graduate student that CARB grabbed onto is now trying to impose on all the people of California.
What, that all cars have to be light-colored and have tinted windows?
Yes, sir. My law enforcement friend just loved those tinted windshields, you know.
Oh.
I laughed at the time that I heard it because I was on a radio show. And I said, well, Henry Ford must be rolling over in his grave. He said all cars, you know, they can have any color they want. It's got to be black. Well, now any car, because of CARB, has got to be light-colored because they deem that going to be good for the environment and global warming.
Yeah. Hey, Robert, we got 2 minutes left. Did you have another question for the Assemblyman?
No, that's all. I just wanted to push that. I said I just may be sick to find out we're losing all these teachers. just so they can fund CARB $1 billion. And all it is that these, it isn't Jim Nielsen. He's doing a great job. But the other politicians are putting their own little boys in office in CARB and giving them jobs. And all they're doing is pushing paper and causing us all kinds of ill. Look at what they're doing to the diesel trucks. So,
yeah, they're not going to be stopped. You know, Robert, you're absolutely right. They're not going to stop until they put us out of business. And every one of them will deny it. But then it gets right down to the bottom line. It's like they want to have a wilderness in California. And then only will people be happy then.
Well, we win some. Don't despair.
Yeah,
we win a few of our battles.
Okay. Hey, Robert, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. We've got about a minute left here in this segment, Jim. So when we come back, though, we have some questions about, and the question is how can releasing inmates from prisons be cost effective? A result of this, a result in this will be increasing crime, loading up the court systems, local police, and all that.
Can't wait.
Yeah, well, we find this to be another one of those extraordinary moves to force this. And even then, after, and I don't know if a lot of people realize this, we got 30 seconds left, but even if we turn them loose, we still are on the hook to build, millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of prisons anyway.
Oh, we are, and it really doesn't save any money.
It doesn't. Okay, we're going to take a break from the news. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
It's Radio. I'm Brett Larson. He's a former two-term Utah governor, and John Huntsman announced today he is seeking the Republican nomination for president. As for his competitors,
of course we'll have our disagreements. That's what campaigns are all about. But I want you to know that I respect my fellow Republican candidates. And I respect the President of the United States.
Huntsman spoke from Liberty State Park with the Statue of Liberty behind him and said he has ideas on how to turn the country around. More violence in Iraq. Two suicide bombings killing at least 25 people about 100 miles south of Baghdad. The attacks targeting the provincial governor's house. This comes as the president plans to talk tomorrow about troop withdrawal plans from Afghanistan that'll start next month. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Join us in our fantastic voyage at Wind River Casino and play the fantastic Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Kia Sedona minivan. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to Win and Play to Win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at the weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, July 28th, where you could drive away in your very own 2011 Kia Sedona. For more information on Wind River's fantastic Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2011 Kia Sedona from Redding Kia. It's better on the river.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leah has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 8:35 in the morning, June the 21st. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, DC Tim and a Man in Black. Discounts for veterans. They give great haircuts. My barbershop of choice. They don't style hair, they cut hair. Man's last stronghold, my friends. Man's last stronghold. It is now 81 degrees, heading for like 103 today. What can I say? The weather report's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And just a short drive out of Palo Cedro, where it's going to be cooler up there as you head up toward Shingletown. Anselmo's lunch, dinners, music. What a great place. Our guest, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Jim, good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, we're at it again.
We're at it again. You know what? Here we go. We've just got to get into this because it's just not going away, and it is just a pain to all of us, is the release of prisoners. Is it really going to start here next month?
Yes, indeed. The Department of Corrections is going heck-bent to begin this release July 1st, whether or not it is funded. And funded meaning the governor has signed the bill that will permit, it will upset all of the sentencing. It doesn't just release people. It makes it much harder to put people who continue their criminality back in prison also. And it gives those who are in an earlier ticket out by giving additional credits that they won't earn, just like the earlier credits have not been earned. And they're moving ahead. Now, my only hope is that we can starve the beast, so to speak, by not providing the funding for them to implement this thing. And I have been asking the governor you have to have the legislature repeal AB 109 and the governor to instruct CDCR to not implement it. This battle will be won, and it should be won before there's all the people that are harmed and become victimized by these inmates who are unrehabilitated. There are not the community services to treat them as they need to be treated, some of them, and most of them will be changed even if you did treat them. So we are putting ourselves at risk. We're compromising justice. It's a disastrous policy. It's the most disastrous policy this governor has embraced at all thus far in his administration.
And you think he's going to continue to embrace it then?
He is not willing to retreat one whit. He is absolutely dedicated, and he thinks this is good common sense and will save money. Ladies and gentlemen, it is simply shifting what is now the responsibility of the state to your local communities, to your local courts, your local district attorneys, your local police, and your local sheriff. Tom Basenko and Peter Hansen cannot deal with this population out there. There is no way they can help protect you from them. And you will become victims. And then they're going to be descending on the courts, and the courts won't be able to handle most of them. So they will get away with their behavior, which is not a signal to a criminal to quit doing it. It is an invitation to do more and to do worse.
Well, you know,
we have to stop it. And there's just not enough public outrage right yet, I guess, because enough people don't realize how real this threat is.
I think they keep feeling, Jim, is that, oh, this is coming down the pike, maybe, I don't think it's going to happen, or, you know, it could happen, but it is going to happen. And people need to understand it, and I think they need to go back and, you know, us calling you and saying, this isn't a good idea, yeah, I mean, we need to do that, but we should also call other people in the assembly and say, this is not a good idea to turn loose these criminals, because it touches all of us in California.
Well, the listeners could call their friends and neighbors around the state of California and tell them what's happening, and have them call their legislators too, so that I can have some help. It was so frustrating to stand there debating on the floor of the assembly, knowing that the votes of the majority were there
to pass this bill. And I ended my debate that very day about 6 months ago on AB 109 that facilitates all this, that permits it. I said, ladies and gentlemen, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of the people you represent will be victims by virtue of the vote you're going to take right now. Think about that as you contemplate how you are going to vote. And remember that you must pray that you and your family are not in those numbers of victims. The victims there will be.
Well, you know, and the thing is that they can't, no matter where you live, with something like this, nobody's really safe. I mean, they may be safe because they're behind high walls and security systems, but when they're on the street, this could be a problem for them. I just don't think they understand it.
The law requires that people who are released from prison would be released to the county of the last legal residence where they lived, where they committed their most recent offense. And they're going to be coming back all over California, everywhere. And so all Californians are going to be at risk, and they're going to be victimized. It's the most ill-founded policy and you know, this has been tried before. In 1992, in fact, I was called by Pete Wilson December 1993 to take over the chairmanship of the Board of Prison Terms and straighten out the mess that was created by a bill that did vastly less than this in 1992, and everything went wrong and people became victims. Early in the Schwarzenegger administration, in about, let's see, 2005, he implemented something called the new parole model. It resulted in the same thing, and after 6 months of carnage on the streets, they dumped that bad idea, and now this is all of that times 1,000.
No, it's, you know, and the thing about it is that we have nothing to say about it. We're going to have to live by it. And was the governor really thinking maybe he could use this as a bargaining chip to get money for other things?
Well, that would be a better excuse. No, the sad part is all of the inmate advocate individuals and the liberal ivory-towered thinkers, they have been trying to push these things for decades. And sometimes, as I said just a minute ago, they've had their minor successes. But now this governor has bought hook, line, and sinker their line that this is good for public safety. They keep saying it is good for public safety. I want to scream when I hear them say that. And he thinks that this is the way we ought to go. It won't save money. It is simply punting the state's problems onto our local communities. And here's the end game for both this realignment, that's called realignment of public safety, and the realignment of a plethora of other state programs that the governor's insisting on right now. Well, we'll dump all these state responsibilities now on local government, and there's a bill now that Senator Steinberg is moving along to allow local government to pass a variety of local taxes, including an income tax and an oil severance tax on our local citizens by a majority vote. They would have to, it'd be 55% vote, excuse me, that the council or the supervisors would put it forward, and the voters would vote the tax on themselves. And so then what's going to happen within 5 years, but probably within three, the state will say, well, the funding that we've allowed for this realignment, we don't have that money. We're going to spend that on something else. So now you local government have all this responsibility imposed on you by us, and that's in the Constitution. Hard to change, but we're not going to give you the money anymore, so you go to your local taxpayers. Isn't that a wonderful deal? That's the key part of Governor Brown's plan to get this state fiscally solvent again, shift the tax burden to the local taxpayers who are still paying the same amount of state taxes. This will be just in addition to that.
Well, that's the whole answer to this is just throw more money at it. Let's just throw more money at it. Hey, Jim, we got to take a break here. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. We've been talking about the California Air Resources Board. We've been talking about the budget. We've been talking about dropping thousands of prisoners back into our society, not worrying too much about us as it is worrying about the prisoners. Our guest again, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, and we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back in a minute. This is Free Fire Radio.
By wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
North Valley Bank Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas.
That's right. Every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at NOVB.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table, and get peace of mind today for less.
Paid for by the Jim Nielsen Committee.
Frank Luntz has been called the most accurate political pollster of our time, and his dial sessions testing voter opinions across America have become a staple of the 2012 presidential campaign. But Frank Luntz is also a master communicator and advisor to many of America's top political and business leaders, whose new book, Win, is a runaway bestseller. And next Friday, June 24th, Frank Luntz is coming to Reading for a very special event. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen invites you to join him and his special guest, Fox News contributor Frank Luntz, for breakfast at the Reading Holiday Inn. No one has their fingers on the pulse of American politics like Frank Luntz, and you're invited to join him in Reading. Each guest will receive an autographed copy of Frank's new book. To purchase tickets for the breakfast with Fox News pollster Frank Luntz, call 530-289-6857. That's 530-289-6857 to reserve your seat today.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Oh, your dad is rich.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Alma Free Fire Media, and Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on assignment today, 8:46 in the morning, June 21st, first day of summer. Hey, we dropped the internet for like 2 seconds, so you need to come back and just sign back in again to get back into chat. But it's up and running. For some reason, you know, I guess every couple of, months, it hiccups or something near Bad Bomb?
Well, it's you've got so many interconnected computers, and all one of them has to do is have a momentary little fluctuation, and then it just dominoes down the line. So the amazing thing is that it works at all.
Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Jim, good morning. Thanks for being on the show.
Absolutely. Love it.
Get into our last question here, I know you've got to run, is that we just want to remind everybody that Dr. Frank Luntz and Jim will be here Friday for a breakfast at the Holiday Inn at 8 a.m. And Dr. Luntz is going to be talking about Win, his newest book, The Key Principles to Take Your Business from Ordinary to Extraordinary. He did say it was going to be his last book. I found that interesting. And we have a number to call, and I think you've got a number to call for tickets. And the number we have is 530-289-6857 and ask for Ryan. And I think you had another number there.
Well, that's the best one. Just use that one. That's a better one.
All right. Redistricting. This seems like it's going to have an impact on everybody.
Well, as far as the North State, the biggest problem will be Siskiyou County. Sadly, that county is now proposed, and hopefully this does not happen, but to be split roughly at I-5, and western Siskiyou will go into a district that extends over to the north coast, and the rest of it will become part of the third assembly district that would the second on the east. So the district that I now am honored to represent, the second, will still have all of Shasta County and come all the way back down to Yola, pretty much the same. I would lose, the second district would lose Siskiyou and the Western Butte that we now have in the second district, and then it would add all of Yuba County. That's still a good community of interest, and the second district will be okay. Senator LaMalfa will continue to represent pretty much the same area that he now does, and he would still represent Siskiyou, but Siskiyou would be changed in terms of the assembly. That's very, very bad for the area up there. You just cannot have a representative that can fight for Siskiyou County and effectively represent the North Coast at the same time. That's very difficult.
That's what I've been reading. That's going to be a tough one right there.
That's really a tough one. Now, there's a lot of shuffling all over the state of California right now, but I expect that the lines that have now been drawn are going to be relatively the same, and a lot of members are put in the same district, and that'll be all sorted out. A whole lot of people are going to be running for Congress and other offices right now. There's such a scramble going on. There's such uncertainty about it. And then you have the added quotient of the open primary where voters can cross-vote, so to speak, and that's going to lend a lot of confusion to the election in 2012.
Okay. You know, our last question via the chat room is sanctuary state. Is that going to ever happen?
Is what now?
Sanctuary state. We've got sanctuary cities.
Oh, boy.
Is it going to be a sanctuary state?
No, I don't think California dismays me at how we vote sometimes, like in the last presidential election, all right? But I don't think we're ever going to be silly enough a state to be sanctuary state. We have our sanctuary cities, the lovely city of San Francisco, who is a sanctuary city, who is now going to ban circumcision and all these wonderful things that they are.
They were trying to ban guppies, too, for a while there, the breeding of guppies.
Yes.
So, and goldfish.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, fortunately, all of California is not quite that off base, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
We must never come to sanctuary cities, for goodness sakes. Illegal immigration, and we've got a problem here, folks, and the solution is not to give them a sanctuary.
Hey, we really appreciate, Bob's out here doing his sanctuary from Quasimodo here. Sanctuary! Jim, thank you so much for being on the show. I know you got a lot of things to go here and do, and Frank Luntz is coming into town. You'll be here, I know, on Friday again at 8 o'clock. They're having a breakfast. Dr. Luntz is going to be talking about his new book and about a number of other things. And if you give people a call at 289-6857 and ask for Ryan, you can get tickets and more information about it. So thank you so much for being on today, Jim.
You betcha. Thank you. See you all Friday.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we come back. We're going to get in our last segment and talk about what else is going on this week. City Council tonight could be a big one, and then tomorrow the budget workshop. It's a lot of things going on in our fair city this week. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Now, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us June 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew as we put on a fundraiser for the Shasta Women's Refuge. That's right, a fundraiser and Dancing with the Stars preview.
You're going to be able to see Carl dancing with his partner, Kathy Babcock, with a preview of what they're going to be performing on July 9th. Now, don't be confused. The fundraiser is June 24th at Tobacco and Brew, home of Espresso Joe's.
And one of the greatest walk-in humidors in the North State. Joe and Shelly know how to put on a party, and they know how to support our town.
$5 cover.
And that's for champagne, hors d'oeuvres, and just being able to watch me trip the light fantastic. So come on down June 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew and watch a preview of Dancing with the Stars. And let's raise some money for a good cause.
We'll see you then.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
The Law Office of Patrick Beasley offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years to come. It must be done right. Pat Beasley and his team are ready to help. Confident, efficient representation from the Law Office of Patrick Beasley. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today, out trying to gather up all those things for those raffles and stuff that are going to happen Friday night. Now, tomorrow, we're on remote at Country Kitchen. Come on down and join us. Our guest will be Tom Basenko, Sheriff Tom Basenko, and Gary Cadd's going to be talking about the city council meeting. Come on down, have a cup of coffee. We'll have those raffle tickets available for sale. There's only like about 100 left. I don't even know if it's 100 left because people are coming in and taking 20 at a time. But it's, you know, we're only selling 200 for, you know, it's a great, you know, it's a great, great, way to raise money. You know, it gives everybody a chance. I think 200, only 200 tickets. That's a good, you know, that's a lot better than a lot of other. Those are good odds. Now that's tomorrow at Country Kitchen, 1099 Hilltop. And then of course Friday we're going to be down at Tobacco and Brew from 6 to 9 p.m. There's going to be dancing, there's going to be singing, there's going to be music, champagne, hors d'oeuvres, $5 donation. Plus we'll be selling raffle tickets for a lot of really great things there that you can win. And that'll be Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. Okay. Last things that are going on around here in our state and all that. Did you see, I hate to say this, you know, the President of the United States is in the middle of a time that's trying to define what exactly a war is. I mean, you know.
Depends on what your definition of the word is.
Well, you know, it's like saying is that he doesn't, you know, the White House, you know, has, won't use the word hostilities. And, you know, even Gates has problems with it. And so it's, as, you know, he's, you know, what Obama is saying is that the, it doesn't even apply to the mission in Libya, the constitutionality of the War Powers Act. We're simply stating that the War Powers Resolution does not need to be involved because the hostilities clause of that resolution is not met. Okay, you know what, we used to, you know, they used to talk about, you know, low-level intensity, mid-level intensity, and high-level intensity. For a person getting shot at, it is a high-intensity war.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's only like six people shooting. If you're getting shot at, it has become very high-intensity. You know, with what Obama is doing is say, let me keep spending this $1 million a day, plus the fact we're giving $25 million to not just the rebels, but, you know, they won't use the term rebels, even though the NATO is trying to do that, is give the money to the rebels like that. And so, meanwhile, both sides of the aisle are saying, wait a minute, how much longer is this going to go on? You know, right now we have got, by the way, we lost four more soldiers in Afghanistan on Monday. They announced it on Monday. Four more. And they weren't killed in combat, but they were killed when their vehicle overturned on one of these roads up there. But they're dead. Just as if they'd be dead, just as dead if somebody just, you know, if they blew up. The whole thing is that all of this is going on, and Obama's getting ready to make a decision about how they're going to start the drawdown in Afghanistan, or if they are. The Iraqis, meanwhile, are asking us for more people, or for more people to stay. Okay, we got a minute left. Tomorrow, again, a remote from, we're going to be live down at the Country Kitchen, 1099 on Hilltop Drive. Come down and join us tomorrow. Have a chance to get a rifle raffle ticket. Come down and listen to the sheriff, have a cup of coffee, listen to Gary Cadd talk about the city council, and we'll be there tomorrow. And then, of course, on Friday at the at Tobacco and Brew. Thanks for joining us today.
As always, a pleasure, sir.
Well, you know, I'm always glad that you're here. They're bad, Bob. What can I say? Going to be over 100 today, first day of summer. It's 83 degrees right now. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.